three people talking about things they're good at. Daria.
I've always been good with numbers. For example, when I was a child, I realised I could add up numbers very quickly just by looking at them, really. At the time, it just seemed like a good trick. But looking back, I have to say it's been useful in lots of different ways. For instance, when I'm shopping, you know, putting things in my basket, I always know exactly how much I should pay at checkout. So, you could say, my talent has saved me a lot of money. Numbers are also essential to my work. I've recently passed my final IT exams, and I'm starting a new job next month. The mathematics can be quite complex, and you need to be able to think logically. Of course, there's much more to being an IT engineer than maths. It takes imagination too, and the ability to compromise. But yes, it's definitely a great help.
Ian.
I suppose one of the big passions in my life is water sports, in particular sailing. I started sailing when I was 9 in my local sailing club. That's in my home village in Ireland. And I've been sailing pretty consistently ever since. I sailed all the way through my teens, managed to be lucky enough to sail in countries all over Europe. I've done it for my university, I did it for my country a few times. The main skills you need for sailing, I suppose, are two-part. There has to be a mixture of the physicality and the mental approach. I mean, you have to be physically fit and strong and have plenty of stamina because the races can be very long, a couple of hours at some stages in some places. But at the same time, you have to be mentally very aware. You have to be very much focused, not only on yourself, but on everyone else and all the conditions around you.
Holly.
Well, when I was young, my family moved around a lot. My father was a diplomat, so I went to lots of different schools and met people from lots of different places and backgrounds. I think that experience gave me a lot of my people skills, by which I mean I like meeting new people. I'm a good listener. I'm good at helping people get on with each other, that kind of thing. It comes in really useful at work, of course. For the last 8 years, I've been running a social club in the area. It's a club for elderly people, paid for by the local government. Obviously, I use my people skills there. Being an effective communicator is an important part of management, maybe the most important. I've done a couple of internships and voluntary work, and more recently I've been studying in the evenings, so I'm quite tired. But qualifications aren't everything. I think the most important thing is that you should be genuinely interested in other people, open to them. You can't fake that. People will sense that you're faking it sooner or later.